With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Gwen and Chris wanted to rank things, and that means whatever they want.
Come on, don't get weird.
They bring you their top five of the day because it's time to start the countdown.
All right, our countdown today, top stadiums, either ones that we've been to and we really like, stadiums we played in, that leaves me out, or stadiums that maybe we'd like to go to. It could be any of the above. Of course, a stadium issue passed last night, so we thought that would be a good subject today. Let's go. Tony, number five. What's your fifth favorite stadium?
My fifth favorite stadium was Safeco Field. By the way, I mean, before I get into my list, it's pretty much places I've had the opportunity to step in the batter's box and hit a baseball.
So, and you're talking about basically your sight lines.
Sight lines.
This is the best place to hit, according to Tony Gwynn Jr.
Now, not because the ball necessarily travels where here in Safeco,
but it was just easy to
see. You could see the ball very well. They have a black background, and the stadium and city is beautiful.
Seattle is gorgeous. If it's not raining.
If it's not raining. And most times I went up there, it was during the summer, so it was not raining.
Right.
It's actually really nice.
All right, so Safeco's your number five. My number five is Viejas Arena, home of the Aztecs basketball team. I absolutely love going to Aztec basketball games there. Maybe should even be a little higher on my list.
But, great arena.
It's funny because San Diego State, obviously, for so many years, had no atmosphere of any kind for basketball. Now it has one of the great atmospheres you could possibly imagine in all of college basketball. And that's not really a hometown comment either. I'm looking at a list right now which ranks Viejas Arena seventh best in the nation in terms of the spirit there. So I rank it number five.
True story.
Number four.
Number four for me, this place is actually a really good hitting place.
Okay.
And the sight lines are lovely. Chase Field in Arizona.
Yeah.
You guys will notice when the Padres go there, they're usually wake up a little bit. It's because that place it's a fun place to hit in. The ball travels well. Once again, very dark background, so the white ball just pops.
You like it.
You get to take some good swings.
All right. My number four is the Poway Sports Complex, because that's the only place I ever have to hit anything, and that's where I play softball. And the sight lines are... No, I'm not going there.
That's a pretty good complex.
It's a nice complex, but I'm
I was begrudgingly typing that in.
No, I'm trying to be like Tony. He gets the name places he's actually played.
I see what you're doing there.
I've not played in any of these places, but my number four all-time stadium is going to be the Fabulous Forum in Inglewood, California.
Now, never got a chance to go to that one.
Yeah, I obviously, when I covered the Lakers,
you worked there.
I worked there 2 years, got to sit on the floor, watch Showtime Lakers.
That's crazy.
Have great memories of the Fabulous Forum. Growing up in Los Angeles, seeing the Kings play there as well. I've honestly, crazily, never been to Staples Center, though. Can you believe that?
Really?
Never been to Staples Center, but I went to a million Laker and Kings game at the Fabulous Forum. That's my number four venue.
Based on what I've heard about the Forum, it's probably going to be disappointed and go to Staples for you. A lot of craziness going on at the Forum. I mean, not only the game, the
How about
after
this
the
story
game.
When I told you Jack Nicholson was coming out of the underneath,
It's probably be a little disappointing at Staples.
The Forum
for
was great. Just I have a lot of great memories there. I will say that. So that's on number four.
Number three.
Number three for me, and it could possibly be one of the better sight lines in all of baseball. It's no longer a stadium available, but Turner Field.
Turner Field.
Because of the way they arranged their lights, there was no lights in the outfield at all. So everything, it was like hitting in HD. Or now, I should say 4K. It was like hitting in 4K because all of the lights are centered around home plate.
Did not realize that.
Great place to hit.
All right. Number three on my list of favorite places for a sporting event. This is a strange one. This is way off the board, Alex. St. Augustine High School's old basketball gym. And everyone's going to look at me like, what are you talking about?
I don't remember if I played there before.
They now have a new gym on campus at St. Augustine. All right, the other one that they used to have was the whole gym was only about a foot around bigger than the court itself. So all of the fans were right on top of you.
That's awesome.
And it was the most fun place to referee a basketball game I ever worked. That you couldn't hear anything, which was fantastic because the coaches could scream at you all you they wanted hear. And you couldn't hear it. But I loved working there. I did Trey Kell's final home senior game there at St. Augustine before he went to San Diego State. And I just, when that would show up on my referee schedule, I would get excited about going in there. And to Mike Haupt, who is the old Aztec and USD player, who's now the head coach of Saints, loved refereeing at your old gym. Have not reffed at the new one, but the old gym was one of the most amazing places. Anyone who's been there, I think, would know where I'm going
that. That's dope.
Crazy.
Number two.
You've already mentioned this arena, but it's where I got to start my college years at, watching San Diego State start to build that program, that basketball program. Number two on my list is Viejas Arena.
Good. You got on both lists.
I got to lead the I Believe chant there once.
You did?
I did. And it was pretty sweet.
You know that the Utah State people still take credit for inventing that?
They do. They do. I've actually talked to a few of them.
That bothers me a little bit, but
you know,
maybe they did start it. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, Viejas started
it. Well, we certainly have put it on the map. If they started it, we put it on the map.
That's
just crazy to me to remember when that arena opened and to see how far it's come now where it's filled to the brim like every game.
I know.
It's just awesome to see.
Well, when I was in school, they played a bunch of games at Peterson Gym.
Yes.
So, Viejas Arena is fantastic. My number two is Fenway Park. Sorry, I didn't want to do it with Thomas in the room, but
gosh.
I did get to go to a game there once, and I just think it stands out. It's special. So, for all of the reasons why you might think I like Fenway Park, I liked it. The Green Monster looks like you can reach out and touch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so awesome when you sit there behind the first base bag.
A lot of nostalgia.
Yeah, so that's where Fenway's number two.
Number one.
Number one is also a homer pick, and I truly believe this is the best ballpark in all of baseball, Petco Park.
Really?
Yes. Loved, even as a visitor coming here to play when I was with the Brewers, as a Dodger, as a Philly.
Why doesn't anybody score any runs there then?
Listen, I don't know. I have no answers for that.
Okay.
But it's a great park to go watch a game. I think I've said that on numerous occasions. You don't know how many times when they had that All-Star game out here a few years ago, people were asking me, why don't they just have it here all the time?
Yeah.
And they generally could because it's a great city. The mm-hmm. stadium is awesome to go out and watch a game. And, you know, it's just San Diego.
Have a great time at Petco Park every time I go. All year this year doing the pregame and postgame.
Yes, you did.
I got very well acquainted. All right, my number one stadium of all time is called Chicago Stadium. It is the old home of the Chicago Bulls and Blackhawks. It is where they played before the United Center. It is where Michael Jordan burst on the scene. But it's not because of that. It's because the place itself looked like a dump of a warehouse. And I only have been to Chicago a few times. I was at Wrigley Field. Jim Trotter, who works for, what is it, Sports Illustrated now or ESPN now? He moves around
so much. I think he's NFL Network now.
NFL Network. Thank you.
Yes,
and Jim was working at the UT at the time. We went to a game at Wrigley Field, and then we drove to Chicago Stadium, and we followed the directions to a T that the person gave us, and we were right there on the corner, and we could not see where this was. And we asked some guy who's standing there, excuse me, where's Chicago Stadium? And he goes, it's right there. And we're like, where?
Just completely looking
past that building. That's Chicago. And we're like, that's a basketball arena? You just had to see it to believe it. It was something. It was amazing. It was confined. It was like a Cracker Jack box. And Jordan, and it was loud. And I saw a hockey game in there and one basketball game. And it's my favorite place I've ever seen a game. Chicago Stadium, the old Chicago Stadium.
I remember as a kid watching those like NBA videos that they used to put out where,
right.
you know, they were going up against a certain matchup and they'd build it up. And I just remember looking at not only Chicago Stadium, but the old Celtic Arena. And it's like,
Boston Garden, you're
looking at this place like, there's a gym in there?
Yeah.
But it's probably so intimate. That's what creates that type of atmosphere that everybody loves about those
when
places.
When the Bulls moved to the United Center, it took them about a year and a half to make a shot because all of a sudden there was all this room behind the basket. They weren't used to having that air behind the rim. Chicago Stadium was a special place. Anybody who ever went there would understand for hockey or basketball. And it was where Jordan was born, so that adds to it. So that's my number one.
All right. That was a good one, guys.
That was a countdown today.
I thought you were going to go with, like you said, the Poway Sportsplex.
Well, I was trying to keep up with Tony because he gets to play in all of these places. I have never – Viejas Arena, I think I reffed the high school game there once. That's as close as I did to any of my stadiums. Getting to play. You get to play in all of these cathedrals, man. That's amazing. You got to play, I'm sure, in Fenway Park. Did you not?
I did. You had to play in Fenway.
Yeah.
It didn't have as much experience there as it did in the other places.
Right.
So I didn't.
How about Wrigley?
Oh,
why didn't that make your list?
It almost did. Six on my list. It was
six.
Another place when you got to play at night.
Right.
Same type thing in Atlanta. Because the lights are all centered around the foul line and home plate, you just felt like it was so bright at home plate. Everybody was like looking at you.
Well, I went to Wrigley the one time, and it was in the month of May, and they had no ivy on the walls. And I was so disappointed because
I thought... probably pretty cold that day, too.
I thought they always have the ivy. That's the whole thing of the allure of Wrigley Field is the ivy.
May, no ivy.
First 2 months of the season, no ivy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.